Let's go to Ralph in Santa Rosa, California, and he's got a question about his dad. What's going on there, Ralph?
He's 82.
Okay.
I'll swim 5'10".
Okay.
170 pounds.
170, good.
160 pounds,
I'm sorry. Okay.
And about 3 weeks ago, he had a slight stroke.
Okay.
And the main result of that seems to be that he felt a certain fatigue. And though he could walk all right, he couldn't walk with his old abandon.
Yep.
Sure-footed abandon.
Uh-huh.
And his handwriting was somewhat labored, but now it's better.
Okay.
And now he's been taking your your DHLA, your Max Stress B, your Coquinol, and your green tea.
I see.
What else to do here?
Okay, and the most important thing is going to be to recover the circulation in the damaged area.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's what DHLA does. But let me ask you, what are you giving him in the way of quinol and DHLA? Are you giving him about a teaspoon each?
Well, maybe not quite that.
I would be giving him maybe a teaspoon each, and maybe for a month, 2 teaspoons of the DHLA.
Okay.
Because DHLA contains resveratrol as well. And DHLA is the only compound known to be able to achieve reperfusion. That means it can get oxygen and blood flow back into tissue that's been damaged. So that is the guy you want to load up. That's the DHLA. The bummer of DHLA is the darn thing, when you finish drinking it, it's clear from your bloodstream in about 40 minutes. So we recommend you make a big drink, and you're looking at my desk, you'd see a quart bottle about three-quarters, oh, maybe an 80-90% full, and I'm going to down that between now and sundown, okay? And that's got a lot of DHLA in it, so that through the day I'll have the DHLA. This is something critical for him. The other issue is to get him on Circuzyme. Circuzyme, again, can elegantly deliver, by alternative pathways, microcirculation boosting, and so this guy, I would give him about 4 per meal, okay? And I would do this for about 2 months, and then I'd switch him to Invisivane, and then I would just give him 1 Invisivane per day thereafter. The Invisivane is contained in Circuzyme, so you don't have to take them both at the same time, but the beauty of the Invisivane is it contains novel bioflavonoids that have been shown to dramatically strengthen the veins and arteries. So what they do is, their claim to fame is, you won't have varicose veins. Now, I know, Ralph, your dad doesn't care about that. However, the same mechanism that boosts the elasticity and the integrity of the vein and artery is going to help prevent another blowout somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is a very critical player. And then as he improves, I would cut this dose down as a maintenance dose. But if he will drink this cocktail, I think he could live a lot longer and be a lot stronger. The other thing I'd make sure, if you negotiate with him, because I find sometimes as people get older, they really don't want to take supplements. The most important thing, he's got to be on a digestant, okay? So you really need to beat him into taking the HCL detox kit. And this is a guy we try to sell at the lowest price we can, because we want everybody, even if you're on fixed income, to take this supplement, because we've all been betrayed by our food. We've all been taught that we should eat cooked food when we're engineered for raw food. Very, very sad thing. And we've got our food so filthy as right now that if you tried to eat raw food, you'd be sick with food poisoning. You got to cook it. So then if you cook it, there's no enzymes. So by taking the detox kit and Quantum Digest, you can allay this problem for him. And at 82, at 160, I'd want him to have probably at least 5 HCL, maybe 6, and 3 activator. End of meal, okay? And then with the meal, at least 2 digest, maybe 3, depending, because as you get older, these enzymes really go south.
Okay.
And then right.
One more question, Dr.
Go ahead.
The doctor recommended that he take aspirin, but he's taking natokinase instead.
Well, I can tell you the aspirin studies have all been discredited, but they didn't make the newspapers, so I suspect your doctor didn't get to read those.
Uh-huh.
So aspirin is a completely bogus thing to help someone. Okay? Okay, thanks for your call.
What about the natokinase?
Natokinase can be extremely useful, but you have to have enough of a dose, and it has to be a therapeutic form. I would recommend, if the doctor has determined that he has restriction of circulation, see, the stroke may not have anything to do with restriction of circulation. If blood pressure and all are normal, then I'm not sure that natokinase is going to do what you want. But if indeed it is circulatory compromise coincident with the stroke, then I would say you want to get on something like heart nano detox. Okay? Because this guy can upregulate the body's immune response so it can eat out those buggers and clean them up really good.
So that would do the work of the natokinase.
Yes, and I believe if you look in the formula, there's a little natokinase in Circuzyme as well.
Okay.
And that's the very high potency one.
And how much heart nano detox?
Well, at his body weight and age, he's going to need about 5 teaspoons a day, and he would do that for about 4 months. And then as long as he's got his HCL going, it should not happen again, Lord willing. Okay?
Thanks a million.
You're welcome, buddy. Good luck, and give me a buzz back in a month or so, and let me know how he's doing, okay?
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.